We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday night. I like it. I
love it.
Hopefully you had a great Valentine's yesterday, and if you didn't, it's all good. We're here with you. Let's party. It's Friday, getting into the weekend. Rain is out of the way. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Chelsea coming in with a nice little smile this morning. Can't wait to hear about last night. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
On social media, there she is. Hit us up at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
What's happening?
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
And good morning, Brian. Where's Brian? Oh, Brian's not in studio.
Shoot.
Maybe he's on the phone. I wonder why. Brian, good morning.
What up, y'all?
Act like nothing is
This is totally normal. Remember Fridays I do the show from my phone? You guys knew. It's in my contract. Brian, are you, I'm glad you're okay. I mean, you sound alive. Where are you at, bro?
Sounds like a joke.
Are you at a gas station?
No, I'm in my car. What happened was, is I decided I was going to finish the show You last night, and I fell asleep on the couch. No alarm.
You're going to blame it on the Netflix show You as to why he didn't show up to work on time on Friday,
you know, bro. Sad. You know what's sad? I still don't know how it ends.
You had one episode left,
yeah,
bro. You told us yesterday.
Y'all, I was tired, bro.
All right, good times. We're about to do the last 24 to find out the truth, though, on your Instagram stories. All right, man, make it in safe. Also, coming up next, you got to hear everything that went down on our Valentine's from Chelsea to Tamara. Tamara went to an R&B concert last night. What city was it in, Tamara?
It's here. Off of Wilshire.
Off of Wilshire. Oh, all right, cool. You're not going to believe the things she saw that were going on in the booth in front of her at this theater.
And what we saw, because she showed us a video, and we can never unsee that.
And hell no. No, we can't. We're going to discuss while we go to commercials and come back if we can even try to post the video she got of what was going on in front of her.
Yeah.
Okay? Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll break it all down for you on 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So Brian rolled up a little late to work today, and his short excuse why he didn't wake up on time is...
I was trying to finish You on my phone.
Watching the Netflix.
It's funny, like, I feel like nowadays, if you watch things on your phone, which I do, and you fall asleep watching something on your phone, you have not set an alarm.
Right, there it
because
is.
Because you're using the thing you're supposed to use to wake yourself up to fall asleep.
Well, there you go. Well, thanks to that, you get free breakfast for you and your coworkers. And then right after that, we're going to get into Tamara's story. Tamara takes control of our social media here on our show. She went to an R&B concert last night for Valentine's Day, and she is traumatized by what she saw happening in front of her. I've already seen the video.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea's already seen the video. I'm trying to erase it from my mind. Brian has not seen the video, so we'll show it to him in just a sec. But let's get our winner right now for the free breakfast. Maida from Ontario, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Maida, thank you for listening to us. Thanks to Brian being late, you and your coworkers get free breakfast.
Look out!
Yeah, now that's a way to start a Friday.
Amazing. Where do you work at?
Arts and Logistics. It's a third-party broker house. So all the trucks you see, we're moving them.
Oh,
making
nice.
Sure our products are on the shelves.
The bigger question is how many people work with you? Because that's the problem.
There's five of us.
Oh,
that was intense.
Caught a break.
Because Brian has to buy the breakfast. So there you
caught
go.
A break.
You caught a major break right there. Maida, thank you for listening to us. Love you, girl. Hold on, all right?
Thank you.
Hang on the line.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Tamara, here we go. Let's get into this. So tell us who are you at this R&B concert with, and who's the artist performing?
Okay, so I was celebrating Valentine's Day.
So with your girls?
Yeah, mm-hmm. with my girls. And we were just, you know, at the concert, enjoying it. Tank, the artist, just came on, and we're just grooving. And then, all of a sudden, I look down, and...
Hold on. You look down, and you see another couple in front of you in a booth.
Yes.
Before you tell us what you saw, I want you to show the video for the first time to Brian and get his natural reaction on the air. She saw, Brian. You ready?
Well, right now, the freeze frame is definitely, I see knees overhead, over shoulders.
Knees over shoulders? Oh, my gosh, bro.
I mean, that's a hell of a way to dance.
Right? I don't think
What are you seeing, Brian? Yikes.
Well, what I see is somebody who looks like she's worked a pole before.
Right?
Working somewhat of a pole in a booth.
All right, Tamara, so now break it down. You were there with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
Tank, R&B singers, doing his thing. What theater was it at?
It was at the Savin Theater.
Okay, cool.
Right,
and then what do you see, girlfriend?
And so I look down and I see this older couple in front of me, and they had no shame, y'all. No shame. Literally... they were fornicating right in front of me.
The lady's face looks all lit up. Did you have your light on your phone?
No, there was a spotlight in the back so everyone could see, and everyone's just looking at this couple, and they don't care.
She found her light. Found her light.
She was
great.
Right?
Happy Valentine's Day to them.
Yeah, he was excited.
They were legit doing it.
Yes.
So it's funny because the first video you showed me is like they started kissing and homegirl was kind of mounting him like a Harley. And you guys were at first cheering her on like, yeah, girl, get it. Next video, they're legit doing it. Now you guys are like, oh my God, no, stop. Like now it turned
it
from
like that.
Yeah, girl. Then all of a sudden like, no.
It's happening.
I feel real.
Yeah, it was too much.
To be fair though, how else are you supposed to watch a Tank concert?
He does make baby making music, right?
Yes, he does.
So there you go. Can you top Tamara's story for your Valentine's? If something crazy happened to you last night, hit us up via call or text 877-971-HITS. Obviously, we talked it up. We can't post this on Instagram stories. We apologize. So just use your imagination. Love you guys.
The Chelsea Report.
Very exciting. A big congrats to Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. They got engaged yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, they're back together.
Because they were. They've been off and on for the last like 2-3 years, but they've been like going strong for the last probably 6 months or so. They're engaged. Exciting on Valentine's Day. Katy shared a picture of her massive ring. It's interesting. It's like almost like a pink jewel with like diamonds around it, or pink diamond, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
They're standing in front of a bunch of like red heart shaped balloons. In the caption that Katy shared of the picture, it says "full bloom," and then Orlando shared a picture that says "lifetime." Very cute. I wouldn't have loved to get engaged on Valentine's Day, but that's just me.
Do you think he really proposed on Valentine's, or they just announced it?
No, it's like confirmed that they got engaged yesterday, and there's like the red balloons in the background.
You know what? I've heard that a lot from a lot of women that they don't want to get engaged to or anything like that, like on a holiday per se. Like Christmas, New Year's, their birthday, or Valentine's Day at all.
The only holiday that I think would be semi-acceptable would be Valentine's Day. And also, as a dude, you're kind of knocking out another special day. You know what I mean? Like
Or April Fool's.
now you don't have like, you know, some people love, you know, to make sacred that, oh, yo, remember you proposed to me on this day. So now as a dude, you just eliminate one other holiday you have to worry about because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but then for the girl, because you want more days to celebrate. You want more days of gifts.
Sure.
You know, I'm just saying.
You know, Orlando Bloom wants to save money, Chels. All right. There you go. Well, congratulations, son.
Yeah, absolutely. So Kim Kardashian received quite the unique gift from Kanye for Valentine's Day. He
logged off of Twitter forever.
Yeah. No, not quite. I think he did this for the clicks on social media, but he had Kenny G play the saxophone while standing in the middle of a room, just a random room, surrounded by a bunch of single roses placed in little vases, which the vases were like spread across the room. It was very interesting. It almost looked like an art installation, you know?
Kenny G in your living room.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was funny too. I was like looking at comments on Twitter and people were like, wait, is Kenny G trapped there? Like, did he have to stand there the whole time while they put the vases, while they place the vases? Or like, how's he going to get out? It was this whole like thing of them trapping Kenny G.
If you're Kenny G, are you insulted a little bit that you have to do that, or that you do that? Or do you think it's cool? I don't know which way I lean, because Kenny G, I mean, Kenny G's a legendary musician,
yeah.
And I get it, it's cool, but it also is kind of like degrading for Kim and Kanye to be like, oh, we'll just get Kenny G to play in our living
room. If they're homies, and we don't know if they are or not, right. But if they're homies, like, yo, man, it'd be cool. Can you come play for my girl? If they're at a homie level, like, yeah, sure, mm-hmm. I can come through. By the way, our nighttime show host, McCabe, did a nice spoof on that with his recorder. You know the recorder / flute that you get when you're like in elementary school?
Yeah. Right.
The video's up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. It's pretty funny.
It's not so great Valentine's Day news. Lady Gaga and her fiance, Christian Carino, have reportedly split up after.
No.
Yeah. And they just announced their engagement 4 months ago. So basically everyone started speculating on Sunday at the Grammys because Gaga showed up without him. And obviously it's a huge night for her. And she didn't have her engagement ring on. And then she didn't thank him when she won a Grammy.
That's right.
So now everyone's like speculating maybe Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
There's something going on.
I would die if that happens.
I would be really excited, actually.
I mean, that sounded so basic right there.
Oh my God.
I would die.
And then you followed it with, like, literally just die.
I know you're such a fangirl of them, Edgar.
You know what? I am. Bradley Cooper's my dude right there.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you just had your first ever Valentine's Day with the person you're with, let's be honest, that's probably the one Valentine's Day where you feel the most pressure.
You just don't want to bomb it.
Nah, especially, you know, you kind of like in your head, especially if you're a dude, you're like, yo, how did the dudes before this do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to beat them and so on and so forth. And that's why I want to check in with our boy DJ Majestic and talk about his romance, his very first Valentine's Day with Jamie. She's an awesome girl. We love her. And it's a romance that started thanks to our radio show. They've been exclusively dating for 5 months. I wanted to be very clear about that. I was going to say girlfriend, and Majestic said, no, exclusively dating.
But
so that's awkward and weird that we're talking about this live.
No, it's because it's out of respect to her because I haven't had the conversation with her yet to be able to call her my girlfriend. So.
Okay.
Good answer.
I got it. Fantastic. So
it's like one of those things where like you feel like we're digging you a hole a little bit right now that you're going to have to dig out of on a Friday night just because of the exclusively dating versus girlfriend situation.
It's tricky.
Well, now it'll cause them to have the conversation.
There you go, Chelsea.
So, we're just kind of helping you along.
You met her here in Koreatown. We were all partying at a club, and she went up to request a song. Obviously, we didn't know her at the time. Chelsea and I were those annoying friends, and when she went up to just request a song, we're like, yeah, man!
Get her number!
Get her!
You got
this! She's hollering at you!
She's into you!
That's my dude right there!
You guys were loud, yeah, definitely.
And then, all of a sudden, like, that was like on a weekend, all of a sudden that Monday, I'm just like, hey, can you send a shout out during the mix to a girl named Jamie? So we shouted out Jamie, and here we are, exclusively dating.
Mm-hmm.
So, first Valentine's Day, bro.
Yeah.
She's amazing. What do you have planned? Or what did you do last night?
Well, we didn't do anything yesterday, uh-oh, but I got everything planned for it. So instead of celebrating last night, Valentine's Day, where everybody just doing all this crazy
stuff. You don't want to be like everybody?
Be around everybody.
Nah, not that it's way more expensive and crowded. Because, like, you're practical.
Yeah, practical. So I'm cooking dinner tonight.
Oh, what are you cooking?
I'm cooking. Oh, I don't want to give it away in case she's listening. It's going to be a surprise.
He doesn't know yet.
Now, either that's
not planned.
That's very romantic, or you're trying to save some money.
I mean, you could do both at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Just,
so
you got to be good at cooking. You're cooking something that you know how to cook, right? Don't blow it. Like.
No, it's going to be a good dish. And with the money I save tonight, I could take her out again in like another weekend. So
okay. Tamara, our social media guru, is just cringing behind me. She's like, oh boy, save money.
And then I didn't get the flowers and card yet, but I'll get that today too.
Do you feel a lot of pressure?
Man.
Like it needs to be great? Like, do you know anything about, like, is there a high bar set in regards to that?
At first, I didn't feel pressure, but then I started seeing her stories yesterday.
Oh.
And she was getting all these candies and flowers from, like, dudes.
Really?
Wait, yeah, it was weird.
And she was posting it on her stories?
It was on her stories.
Are you sure she's exclusive with you and her ends?
Yeah,
they haven't had the talk yet. You know what I mean?
That's right, bro. I mean,
we don't know.
What do you mean, dudes, bro? That's not cool.
No, because she's a teacher and she teaches these fifth graders. And all of them like gave her like rochers. She loved rochers and flowers. I'm like, yo.
They're all just trying to get out of the doghouse of grades.
I hope so.
Fifth graders are outdoing you on Valentine's Night with their teacher.
I'm going to get her tonight, though. I'm going to show those fifth graders up for sure.
All right, man. No pressure on that. Wishing you the best, Majestic.
Thank you, guys.
And you think this weekend you'll have that conversation with her? Not trying to put any pressure on that. It's some added pressure.
It is a romantic weekend, so it might be possible.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
We have Chelsea's Lyrical Prank Challenge drive-thru edition, where she needed to recite lyrics to break up with your girlfriend on board as she was going through a drive-thru yesterday while it was raining on Valentine's Day. Break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, yeah, because I'm bored. You can hit it in the morning. All right. So, I can't wait to hear this. And the interesting thing about this is that you went back to the Taco Bell that you went to a few weeks ago, where that day Malik was helping you out. Mm-hmm. The nicest dude ever.
So nice. He gave me samples of everything.
Which is not something that they do.
No. Yeah, listen to this. Remember this right here.
Hey, how are you? Oh, you're giving me a taste of the Crunchwrap?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Can I get a taste? What? What? Do you know that song by Tyga?
Yeah, I like it, but like I don't like him.
Can you sing that to me? Can I get a taste?
No, I'm good.
Nah, I'm good.
Just, you know, totally erase from your mind the fact that somebody's flatlining behind there. But people are loving you and Malik, Chels.
I mean,
they started the hashtag Chalik yesterday on social media. Yeah.
It went viral. It's crazy.
Because we said yesterday you're going to go back to see if Malik was there, and people started the hashtag Chalik. So I'm down with that. So here it is. You're doing break up with your girlfriend on board. Yeah. You went back to the same Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. Now, initially, you didn't get Malik.
No.
But there is a surprise at the end.
Surprise appearance.
Here it is.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How about you?
Taco Bell, you got me some type of way. I used to feel in this way. You know, I think I need a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Did I get the combo or just by yourself?
I want to know how you taste. Whoa. I usually don't give it away, but what do you think? Like, what else tastes good? Should I get a cheesy gordita crunch?
You want to try the nacho fries?
Nacho fries.
That's pretty good.
Okay, let's try that. How's your Valentine's Day going?
I'm sorry?
How's your Valentine's Day going? Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. It's been good.
Are you in a relationship?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, I'm married. I have a husband.
Oh, you do? Congratulations.
With three kids.
It's Valentine's Day, I'm at Taco Bell, and there's this guy in my life where I'm like, hey, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored, you know? He can hit it in the morning and everything, it's just like, nope, here I am, single and alone.
That's okay.
Is it okay, though?
Yeah. Since you love yourself, you don't have to worry about somebody else loves you.
Oh my gosh!
I can't.
I mean, we just make everybody look like better people.
I know.
She said, if you love yourself, you don't need anybody else to love you. It's okay.
I know. It was so sweet.
Chelsea getting some counseling at Taco Bell drive-thru.
I mean, it was exactly what I needed to hear yesterday, you know?
Look at that. I need to come to you every day and get words of inspiration.
Yeah.
You're sweet. You know what I'm going to do? It's Valentine's Day. I'm here. I want to break up with his girlfriend. I'm bored. He can hit it in the morning. I'm just going to go ahead and get the strawberry Skittle Freeze. I think that's what I need to make my Valentine's Day better.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's going to make you sleep for the rest of the day.
Oh, I love that.
It's going to make you sleep for the rest of the day?
I don't.
I think that's what you said. Just that way you forget about the fact you're single. Just sleep the rest of the day.
It's like you're like, yeah, I mean, I just want a guy to break up his girlfriend. He can hit it in the morning. I'll take a Skittle Freeze. What?
Okay.
Okay, cool. We're good. I'll pull up. Thank you. I've come here before.
So here it is. She's pointing up to the window, and you're about to ask for Malik, right? He's in town, right? Yeah. In town. At work.
Check this passing out. Through.
Yeah.
I always have the nicest people. Malik? Was that who?
Oh, he's here.
Can I say hi to him?
Malik.
He's married. Malik is married.
So the lady told you, by the way, he's married?
Yeah. I go, yeah, is Malik here? She's like, he's married. I was like, okay.
Which is just a hell of a good coworker because she's like, I got this girl in the drive. She's talking about like anyone can hit it in the morning. She sounds real sad. Malik, stay away from this one.
I know.
Malik's like, yo, why are you blocking me?
Hello. Do you remember me?
Last time you were so nice to me when I you guys are so sweet. Every time I come here, I always get the nicest window tellers. I know. Chelsea.
Oh, you look like Britney Spears.
You look like Britney Spears, she said. That is awesome.
Oh, really? I'll take it. Okay, that's a good compliment to get on Valentine's Day.
Well, it depends what era.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I know.
She had a couple.
Shaved head, Britney.
There's a couple times when you don't want to be Spears.
Good job, Chelsea.
She was sweet. Thank you. It was funny, too. Like, right when I pulled up again, she's like, oh, so you're single, huh? She, like, talked me off the ledge more. She's like, you know, I was single for years, honey. And she kept going on. And then someone else walked by. And she's like, oh, she understands single. And I'm like, you're single? She's like, well, not anymore. And I'm like, oh, well, thanks. I literally had this whole. I felt like they were my friends, you
That's
know?
Good.
It was cute.
Hashtag Chalik is not happening. Malik is married and not cheating on his wife, which is great. Give it up for Malik, everybody, at Taco Bell off of La Cienega.
It's La Cienega off the 10. Is that what you said?
Right around the 10 freeway, La Cienega.
Chelsea doesn't know where she goes. She just rolls off.
You know what you do? You just Google map Taco Bell.
Well, I can run, but I'm still like looking at the map and confused. So, but I recommend going there. They're so friendly.
And free therapy, guys.
Yeah.
On 97.1 Amp Radio, you're commercial free. Good morning.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Speaking about Gucci Mane, I don't know if you guys saw his tweet last night, what he did for Valentine's. He tweeted out to my beautiful wife, Keisha, for all the Valentine's I missed, I wanted to upgrade your wedding ring to this 60 carat new wedding ring rock.
Yeah.
60 carat, y'all.
You better have some new music coming.
Woo. You got money.
But Tamara, our social media guru, says she deserves all that and more. Break it down why.
Yeah, well, she deserves it because she's literally the definition of a ride or die chick. Like, seriously, when he was, like, locked up, she had his money and she basically flipped it. And when he came out richer than what he left in. So, yeah, what she deserves
it.
She's awesome. She's pretty dope.
Also, this is not the first amazing thing he's done. Like every holiday, whether it be Christmas, birthdays, Valentine's Day, when I was living in Atlanta, he would just rent out Phillips Arena.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in time, they were like slow dancing at half court during halftime of a Hawks game. Like, he does whatever he wants to.
Yeah.
When your girl triples your money while you're in jail, you better step it up, bro.
It's a power couple right there.
Right? Coming up next, we have the hookup hotline. It's basically speed dating, but live on the radio. If you want to find your Gucci Mane or your Keisha, give us a call, 877-971-HITS right now.
97.1
Amp Radio.
And every Friday at this time, we got the hookup hotline. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio.
This week is kind of special, though, because it's the day after Valentine's Day. So we got two people, for whatever reasons, are trying to meet somebody new this weekend.
That's right. And then at the end of your conversation, you can decide if you want to hook up or hang up. It's that easy.
All right, let's meet our two listeners. We have Crystal, age 26, from Irvine. What up, Crystal?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Let me introduce you to Scott. He's 28, from Fullerton. So you guys are kind of close by. What up, Scott?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, guys?
You guys have 97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
off to a good start.
Harmonizing.
What do you look like? Describe yourself.
I have long, dark hair, dark eyes, like olive skin. I don't know, like athletic build. Not in a masculine way, like in a feminine way, but like I'm physically fit.
Like you got yoga body, not like power lifter CrossFit style.
Exactly.
She's like, I'm buff as hell.
Oh. We're being kind. What do you look like?
Oh, well, I have short blonde hair and I'm athletic. I actually hit the gym quite a bit, so I'm pretty fit. Look, it's the day after Valentine's, right? So just be honest with me, okay? Am I sloppy seconds for a massive failure from last night?
Ooh.
Yeah. No. I mean, the failure was that I drank way too much. I'm a little hungover right now, but...
I love your honesty.
I had like an anti-Valentine's Day with my friend, but I'm still looking for love. What's your favorite food?
Oh, well, pizza. Undoubtedly favorite, you know, pizza.
Time's up!
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. My God. You can feel the chemistry, right guys?
I'm unclear.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
So passionate, Chels.
I mean, she did admit to being hungover. It's hard to be passionate about anything when you're hungover.
All right. Hang tight, Scott. You're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Crystal's answer. That way you're not swayed by it, all right?
All right.
Hold on. Crystal.
Hey.
Hook up or hang up and why?
I mean, I kind of want to say hookup. He sounded a little square, which is why, like, some of his...
What do you mean? I like pizza. What are you talking about?
I mean, he sounded like he had to adjust his bow tie before he asked any questions.
I mean, I was talking a lot instead of answering questions, but at least we know, like, the date's not going to be boring.
Well.
So basically, your gut and everything in your body's saying, don't do it, Crystal. Don't do it.
Yeah, I think he sounds like a nice guy, but I'm looking for, you know what I mean?
Right.
I know what you mean.
Like, you don't need a guy to do your taxes.
Right.
Crystal's like, basically, I'm not that thirsty, guys.
Yeah.
The balance. What's going to win, Crystal? Hook up or hang up?
I think hang up, but in a polite way.
So nice.
All right.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
It's your bow tie.
Right.
Crystal,
right.
Hold on, don't hang up. Scott.
Yo.
How's it going, dude?
Proof.
Good.
Hey, bro, what are your thoughts on Crystal? Hook up or hang up, man?
Hook up, totally.
What did you like about her?
She sounds fun. I mean, you know what? I actually really respect that someone that just says, no, I'm just really hungover. Like that. She sounds fun.
All right, Scott, so I'm hearing hookup.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to bring Crystal back on. She was on hold, wasn't able to hear you. All right, Crystal, Scott, you're both on the line right now. Crystal, Scott wants to continue the hookup.
Did she just say, oh, God?
Oh, my gosh, under her breath, like you couldn't hear her.
Scott, I don't know if you could tell, but unfortunately, Crystal wants to hang up after this, bro.
Oh, man.
But in a nice way, in a gentle way. Crystal, what do you want to say to Scott?
Scott, you do sound amazing. You do.
Let's just get to the butt.
But you had me at pizza. I think you're somebody that I would want to be friends with, but I don't know about the hooking up.
Listen, Scott, you didn't sound fiery enough for her. She wanted somebody who was maybe going to throw her around this weekend, and you seem like you're too much of a gentleman.
You know, I always loved you're great. You're really awesome. You had me a pizza, but we're not going to hook up. So.
But, hey, you guys can have a pizza party. Friends do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Sorry it didn't work out. Thanks for trying, though. 97.1 Amp Radio.
It's the nicest not hookup ever.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Get ready to laugh. We have a special edition of Tipsy Talk where we sent our street teamer, Joe Wow, to interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. So yesterday, after he surprised Jesus and Reseda dressed up as Cupid with no shirt on and tights, he went on over to a pop-up breakup bar on Valentine's Day yesterday here on Melrose in Hollywood. By the way, it's open till tomorrow, where they have drinks like the Can't Last Arena, the Ghoster, etc. And just interviewed people that were there. Why are you at this pop-up breakup bar? Check this out.
I'm Annie, and I'm from Los Feliz. I got you.
She's drunk.
A little bit.
Why are you at this pop-up breakup bar?
My friend invited me, and I loved the drink names. So I'm all for drinking on the weekdays and continually. And I feel like the week of Valentine's Day, it's a five-day drinking day, really, right? Just keep it going.
Keep going. It is Valentine's Day right now.
Galentine's Day. Let's emphasize that. Galentine's Day.
What's the story with your ex?
Well, I actually rather hate the guy, and I'd really love to be able to hit him with my car, but
Whoa, that's really aggressive.
I gotta be honest, you did not hear that coming out of that voice, right? Like, she's like, well, you know, it's a five-day drinking holiday. I'd like to run him over with my car. Whoa!
Don't currently know where he lives right now, which is a very safe move on his part.
You think he has a restraining order against her?
Potentially.
So he's not my favorite person, and sorry, not sorry.
My name is Taylor, a.k.a. Tay-Tay Fierce, a.k.a. the Sparkle Queen.
What?
So I brought my forever Valentine, my mother, to the breakup bar.
At the breakup bar with her mom, representing right there.
If you have that many nicknames, you are a.k.a. lonely.
Because what else do single girls do on Valentine's Day but go to a place where we can complain about our exes and actually write it down and put it up on the wall, like put them on blast.
So what did you put on the wall?
So the note says, when I told you to stop calling me and then you called me again and I thought you were ready to stop being a boy. I was wrong.
That does happen.
She is lit. Keep drinking.
I'm Layla. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Layla from Pittsburgh. You're living in LA, right?
I am living in LA, yeah.
Why are you at this pop-up breakup bar? What's the story with your ex?
So my ex, when I met him, he was married and I did not know that. He like was hollering at me so hard. He like hit it like he was trying so hard.
Hey, kill me.
Hit it?
Hold on. Let's clear that up.
Hollering at me so hard. He like hit it like he was trying so hard, so hard, so hard, so hard to get me.
Oh, to get her.
None of that made sense.
And then like I finally got with him. Found out not only was he married, but he also had another side chick. What? And I was the third in line.
Oh my God, you're the third in line.
I was third.
Sucio.
Third.
Who are you going to hit up tonight, though? It is Valentine's Day.
Come find me, cause I'm looking. I'm out here. I'm looking. I'm taking any fine boy that walks in that door.
Any fine boy that walks through that door, unfortunately, she didn't say, Joao, let's go. Just any fine boy. She's like, he still hasn't come through, but I will come through.
I love that she's acting so, it's like so crazy that the guy that's married that she's dating also had another girl. It's like, can you believe it? The married guy I was dating had another one, and I'm third in line.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Can't wait for the tea from this morning. Melissa from Inglewood, up to no good, just texted in. Guys, I'm freaking out. I'm so scared. Did I miss the Bird Box update?
I love that.
The answer is no.
And also, if you did, you can always go to radio.com, download the app, and you can listen to the Bird Box update anytime, anywhere.
Our podcast is up there. Just search Amp Morning Show, and it will pop up for you. But then Mr. Caja de Pajaros pop up last night in Chelsea's life.
Did Mr. Bird Box pop up in Chelsea's life?
This is a radio novela. For those of you that have not tuned in, this is episode number 4, which is amazing. And the novela's named Chelsea y Mr. Caja de Pajaros.
Chelsea and Mr. Bird Box.
Started as a blind date.
Mm-hmm.
Turned into 3 dates. Some kissing mishaps there. But last night, and actually yesterday, around this time, Chelsea was like, yo, my girls are bailing on me. I thought we're all going to hang out, but all of a sudden booty calls are popping up for them and they're leaving me. Should I reach out to Bird Box? He didn't specifically say let's hang out on Valentine's, but he wanted to hang out this week at some point. This is my only night that I'm available. And you encouraged her. Chelsea, take your life and your love life by the reins and just text the dude. Mm-hmm. And she did.
I did.
Chelsea, read that text you sent. Mr. Caja de Pajaros.
Yeah, I want to see like how, because I know you were passive. I was like, hey, what's up? I mean, you know, if you're not busy. Oh, what day is it?
Because it's awkward too. It's like we just started kind of talking and like it's Valentine's Day, so I didn't want to make a big deal about it. I wanted to make it very casual, like a bit like a casual drive-by, you know? So
you started off with, are we official?
That sounds like an assassination. No, I just wanted to drive by. Yes. All right, so first text that you sent him was?
So I said, this is during the show yesterday, I think I'm going to be in your area later tonight.
Good move.
Meeting some friends for happy hour. Let me know if you're around and maybe we can meet up.
Maybe.
Did he respond to that yes or no?
Yes.
How soon after you sent that text did he respond?
Approximately 3 minutes later.
Jeez. Oh. This guy was way free.
He wanted a text right after he got the text. He's like, I don't want him to make it seem like I'm thirsty.
Well, also, he's afraid that Chelsea won't write back for 4 days because that's what she does. I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm right here.
How did he respond to that?
He wrote, I'm around! Exclamation point.
Wow, he's excited.
Let me know and we can meet up! Exclamation point. Also, are you free Saturday or Sunday evening to do something?
Oh my God!
Jeez. I like this guy. He said yes to your request and then threw another request.
Which goes back to it being so true, Brian. He's like, yo, she's probably not going to get back to me for 4 days. Let me plan out the rest of the month
right now.
I've
got 9 open days coming up. I'd like to pencil you in for all of them.
Here's my Outlook calendar. Fill in. Okay, so he accepted. Mm-hmm. Avi, what did you guys do?
So it was interesting because we're kind of trying to, you know, plan it all out. And it's Valentine's Day. So I appreciate it because he took sort of like the lead and started calling a bunch of places. Oh, well, first off, he was like, what do you want to do dinner? So he brought up dinner because I was just like, we can just meet up for like, you know, a drink or something.
Yeah, or whatever.
I don't know.
Like, let's not be serious.
Yeah.
Just in your area, like your apartment, but whatever.
But he was like, are you meeting your friends for dinner? Like, do you want to do dinner? And I'm like, okay, sure. Like, yeah, let's do it. A couple of appetizers. I was kind of trying to downplay it.
Doesn't have to be dinner. Could just be snacks, too.
And he took the lead and called a bunch of places to try to make reservations. And he called me and he was like, hey, he's like, so it might be tough getting a reservation. Obviously, it's Valentine's Day, you know? And he came up with this idea and I thought it was actually really interesting. He goes, what if we were to meet at Century City Mall? Because there's like Eataly there and a bunch of like, it's a really nice mall, but like at least then there's options so we can kind of like walk around. Because that's the thing is like, we didn't know if we'd be able to get a reservation anywhere at any restaurant.
And there's nothing more romantic than the food court at the mall.
Right.
I mean, it is a really nice food court.
You could have gotten reservations at Barney's Beanery.
So, take us to the part that everybody wants to hear. How did the date end? You guys eat at Century City Mall? Because people are late to work right now. Kids are not going into school. Good. Let's get to that part.
Yeah, went really well. Same thing. I feel like I like him. He reminds me of home. I feel like the conversation. Well, no, but I'm saying in a way, it's a good thing.
Like your home that you
thing.
Left?
Like, he's from the Midwest, so it's a very like, you know, good conversations. And at the end of the date, I actually was going to go meet. So I did also a Galentine's Day thing. I made plans with a friend as well to have like end the night with a little nightcap, some wine and dessert. And so I end up leaving and he walked me to my car and there was a kiss.
Whoa! Was it okay or okay?
It was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't okay.
Yeah.
It was okay.
So it was, I'd say it was okay.
Again?
That's a step up. That's a step up, guys. Come on.
Can you step it up to a...
I mean, we'll see. We're supposed to hang out this weekend, so we'll see.
The Chelsea Report.
So Ariana Grande's fans, the Arianators, have started a movement where they're actually boycotting Ariana's music. So get this, they created a Twitter hashtag, #BoycottSevenRings. And basically, their strategy behind it. So they're boycotting her song, Seven Rings, in an attempt to send her third single, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored, to number one on the music charts.
My gosh. I thought they were boycotting Seven Rings, so they're like, girl, we can't even get one. What are you talking about, seven?
You're making us feel poor.
Exactly, right?
Both her other songs, Thank You Next and Seven Rings, off her newest album, have both gone to number one. So they're just behind her, and they're like, we want to get Ariana her third number one single, which, you know, is pretty genius, to be honest. I respect him.
So stop requesting it on the radio. Yes. Stop streaming it. Do not listen to Seven Rings. Wow, that's dope.
I feel like they have way too much time on their hands.
Yeah, well, true. It's funny, too, because Ariana obviously like caught wind of the boycott and she tweeted out, nothing's funnier than boycott Seven Rings. And then she was just like, a fan tweeted her being like, hey, will you tweet the hashtag to show solidarity? And Grande wrote, are you okay? Like, that's all she responded with. Like, you guys are crazy, but
like,
I love
this
you.
Is your passionate cause right now.
Solidarity. Good stuff.
So good.
I guess we'll find out. Is it Monday or Tuesday that we get the news? What song's number one, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to go number one no matter what. Whether it's a speaker next week, I'm sure it's going to happen. All right. So Drake just did the most extra thing ever.
Drake.
He dropped, get this, it makes me nauseous saying it, but he dropped $400,000 on a new phone case.
No manches. Legit, dude's got a house on his phone.
Literally.
So if he drops his phone, it's like a tornado hit his house.
I drop my phone like seven times a day. So I can't imagine. I mean, come on. He's like busy. He's traveling. He's doing a lot of things. There's no way he's not going to drop it at some point.
I mean, we'll also like, my chair just dropped down all of a sudden. I was like, yeah, bye, everybody.
I can barely see Brian. I just see his hat.
In the middle of about to talk, my stool just dropped.
That's hilarious.
Hydraulics disappeared. No, the whole thing about it is like, it's just another thing someone can rob you for, right? Like, just you got your phone. Like, are you just using your phone? Someone runs by and just grabs it out of your hand and takes off. Like, you need a special bodyguard just for your phone.
I guess so. It's for his iPhone X, and apparently it's made of 18-karat white gold and entirely studded with small blue diamonds.
Can you imagine when the next iPhone comes out and it's a different case you need to get?
Exactly. Well, that happened. It's gonna happen in like literally a few months.
A week.
It's gonna be funny in like a decade when he's still rocking the old ass iPhone. And we're all like, I have my phone inserted in my head, dummy.
What are you doing next? Like, turn it into a necklace, hanging around your, you know?
Exactly.
Jeez. So that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
All right, so here's a pop-up quiz question. You ready to win 4 tickets to go to Snow Valley Mountain Resort? By the way, you can buy your tickets at snow-valley.com or just be caller 9 and win. 877-971-HITS. The question is, how much money did Drake drop on his new iPhone case.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
You're about to do the pop-up Chelsea Report quiz for your chance at winning 4 tickets to go to Snow Valley Mountain Resort. Let's go to the phone lines. If she gets it wrong, we'll go to the next caller. But we got Jamie from West Hollywood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jamie, thanks for hanging out with us. All right, here it is, Jamie. The question for you is, how much money did Drake drop on his custom iStyle iPhone case?
He dropped $400,000.
That is correct.
Yes! Woo! You did it.
Congratulations, Jamie.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on that fact, by the way, that he dropped that amount of money? A house.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, if you're Drake, you gotta stay fly. So.
Let me clarify, because there's some people right now listening. Really, a house? Really? Do you know how much houses are? All right, a house in Moreno Valley. All right?
Right. A house. Clarify. Yeah, that's a down payment in L.A.
Jamie, what did you get into last night?
Oh, I had a girls' night in, a little yes. Galentine's Day wine night.
Now, Brian has a theory about Galentine's, and you prove it correct or incorrect? Brian, what is your theory about Galentine's? If you don't know what Galentine's is, it's just hanging out with your gals, mm-hmm. your girlfriends.
I feel like Galentine's always starts out like, mm-hmm. We don't need men, we're girl power. And by the end of the night, the wine got you all as a hot mess, and it just sounds like a cry for help.
No, we vent, and then we realize, oh yeah, we really don't need men.
Did you hear the breakup bar audio earlier, Chelsea?
Independent women, modern
hot
women.
Hot mess.
Exactly.
Hot mess.
Jamie, is Brian's theory correct or incorrect about Galentine's?
Incorrect. We got our girls with us. We don't need it. No. Just kidding. It's so spot on.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
All right, guys. We got a cool story here. Brian's had an amazing week. Imagine yourself not once, but twice cruising through the streets of Hollywood finding two lost dogs, putting them up on Twitter in regards to a picture of them trying to find their owner. And the first time being successful at it. What happened the second time? It happened to you yesterday, bro.
So on Sunday, to back it up, on Sunday, we found a little Yorkie, like a little tiny dog on Fountain Avenue near Highland, and put it on Twitter. Twitter came through for good. Rarely happens. Usually Twitter is yeah, that's all it's for. And so we found the owners. They live nearby. Someone had left the door open to the apartment, and the little guy just snuck out, right?
It's super cute. Little vest it was wearing. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
So yesterday, after the show, I couldn't really talk about it on the show yesterday, but I was throwing a surprise party for my brother Patrick.
Yeah.
He was getting his the chemo pack. He has chemotherapy for colon cancer. Last round. This is the 12th round. He has a little pack on he has to bring home for 48 hours, which goes right into his heart. Basically, it's a slow drip thing, right. And he was going up to the hospital in Pasadena to get it removed. And I thought when they left the house, I was like, "Oh, this is great! I'm gonna get all his friends together. Yeah. We're gonna have a bunch of champagne. I'll get all the food that he loves for after chemo. Mm-hmm. So we got Jersey Mike's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and the waffle. He loved waffles for some reason. We talked about chemo cravings before, and a lot of people who go through chemotherapy, it changes your taste buds, mm-hmm. and you get these weird cravings. So I got all his cravings.
It's real.
And we're running a little bit late, right? It's rainy. It's like traffic is awful. I pull up next to my buddy's house, and he lives two blocks from me on Fountain Avenue, just right in the neighborhood near Highland. And he's like, "Hey, man, this dog has been running around without a leash or like by himself for the last couple hours." And I'm like, "Really?" So I look over. It's this adorable looking, like tiny miniature husky looking dog.
Mm-hmm. Aww. So it's like a mutt type of mix situation?
I'm not exactly sure what kind of dog he is. And he's like, my buddy's like, "Hey, I should just put him in my backyard." I'm like, "Ah, it's raining, man."
Yeah.
So go grab him. The dog just jumped in my car. Aww. And just jumped in the back seat and was like, "Where are we going?"
"I'm down. Let's go."
Like all chill. And I was like, "All right, well, I guess we'll just take him to my brother's surprise party. My brother has a dog." They'll be little pals.
Your brother's like, "You bought me a dog."
Well, here's the funny part. My brother's roommate was home and they have a house and he's not a biggest dog fan in the world. Right. He tolerates dogs. So I was like, "Yo, dude, we got to tell Jackson, my brother's roommate, that like this is a dog we're watching. You can't just bring over a dog you found in the streets of Hollywood and have anyone be cool with it, right?" Yeah. So we made up a name. We were just calling it Bailey for a while, but he wasn't answering to Bailey at all.
You're guessing? You're like way off,
we're like, whatever. And we're setting up everything. Finally, I put up a picture on Twitter, and sure enough, about an hour and a half later, we get a DM on Twitter. And it's like, "Yo, that's my friend's dog."
Oh my God.
Yeah. Look at that, Brian. That's so good.
Twice, bro.
So they come over, and the funny part was Tamara started calling him Jeffrey. And the dog was like, oh, he looks like a Jeffrey. That he was like responding to Jeffrey.
Oh my gosh.
When the owners came over, his name is Chucky. We were close.
Oh, the IE. So, the IE sound.
Twice Chucky. This week, I have been roaming Hollywood and found adorable dogs just off a leash with a collar.
That's awesome.
Totally not like well trained, well behaved dogs and been able to find their owners.
That sounds like a pitch for a reality show for you, bro. It's a lost dog whisper.
Be funny because some of the episodes I just have to walk around and nothing happens. Like, I can't find them, man.
Tune in to the next episode, see if we find another one.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Let's amp up somebody's day today. We got Jennifer from Montebello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jennifer, do you love to dance to reggaeton lento?
I do. I love CNCO.
CNCO, congratulations. You win the tickets.
Winner!
Congrats!
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Who's your favorite member? They're all such babes.
They're just so cute. They're all so cute.
I know,
right? Little bad boys.
You're like, I'll take any of them.
Chelsea, one of them is like 16.
Right. You just call... Age is nothing but a number.
Whoa! Dig yourself a hole. Good lord. Amber alerts just went off.
I agree with that.
AJ,
nothing but a number.
Yes!
No, no, this is going the wrong way.
Never mind. CNCO management just called me. Yeah. You can't go.
That's Are you allowed to be within 100 yards of CNCO?
Oh, man, they're super awesome, super talented CNCO. They're going to be performing this Sunday at Microsoft Theater, and you are going to be there, Jennifer. Who are you going to take?
Probably my sister.
Oh, that's cool. What did you guys do for Valentine's?
I spent the night with my boyfriend.
I like it. I like it. She's not going to take her boyfriend to CNCO. She's like, nah, dog, this is for me and the sister.
I was like, that's kind of music.
Let me ask you this, Jennifer. Does your boyfriend look anything close to any of the members of CNCO, the boy band?
No, he does not. He's a lot older than the CNCO
band. He's a lot older.
When you look at his baby pictures, does he resemble any of them?
Oh my God.
This got really weird. Jennifer, we love you. Enjoy that reggaeton lento, and thank you for listening to us.
Thank you so much.
97.1
AMP Radio.
About to give out the Dopest Moment Award, and it goes out to two beautiful ladies, Annie and Layla, who spent their Valentine's Day yesterday at the pop-up breakup bar here on Melrose in Hollywood. They're out there. It's an anti-Valentine's Day bar. It's open through tomorrow, taking down drinks like the Can't Last Arena and the very, very dirty Martin. Not Martini, just Martin.
Just Dirty Martin.
The dude's name was Martin, you know? We sent our street teamer Joe out to interview them, and they had some interesting things to say. Check this out.
I'm Annie, and I'm from Los Feliz.
I got you.
She's drunk.
A little bit.
What's the story with your ex?
I actually rather hate the guy, and I'd really love to be able to hit him with my car, but
Whoa, that's really aggressive.
I gotta be honest. You did not hear that coming out of that voice, right? Like, she's like, I'd like to run him over with my car. Whoa!
Sorry, not sorry.
I'm Layla. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Layla from Pittsburgh. You're living in L.A., right?
I am living in L.A., yeah.
Who are you going to hit up tonight, though? It is Valentine's Day.
Come find me, because I'm looking. I'm out here. I'm looking. I'm taking any fine boy that walks in that door.
Any fine boy that walks through that door, unfortunately, she didn't say, Joao, let's go. So there you go. Annie and Layla tearing it up at the pop-up breakup bar here on Melrose.
You know, the crazy ones who sound normal are the scariest, right? Like the one who's like, I'd like to run him over with my car. It's like, wow, you're weird.
But I also think she's kind of serious, which
scares
me.
Oh, no, she's dead serious.
Oh, no, you believe that voice, Jesse. Oh, yeah. We all believe that voice. That's why her dude has not told her where he lives now.
Or that's right. She said, luckily, he hasn't told me where his address is.
Oh my gosh,
for some reason, I can't find him on Facebook or Instagram.
I guess I'm blocked on everything. Whoops.
Ma'am, are you done with the interview? Yes, police officer. Why?
Boy, yeah, run, buddy.
Yessi Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. Also, if you haven't heard it yet, Please Me, brand new music from Cardi B and Bruno Mars coming at you at the top of the hour. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Love you guys. Thanks for hanging out. Let's go.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.